Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EVOT prices were December corn up 3¾ cents at 572, December wheat up 9¼ cents at 782, and January beans down 3½ cents at 1246. Quick mention here, oats, December oats were up 14 cents. December Minneapolis wheat was up 15 cents. When the spring wheat is that strong and oats are that strong, it's hard to keep the winter wheat down, and it's hard to keep the corn down. So we had rallies in both of those markets off of the oats and the Minneapolis wheat. You know, we're going to certainly open higher here. Whether we close there or not, it's a different matter. Egypt is going to be tendering for more wheat. It looks like Russia's got the lowest bids out there. There's 5 Russian bids and 2 Romanian. So it looks like the U.S. will miss out on that business. Looks like Saudi Arabia is going to take some wheat, but it looks like it's going to be Australian wheat. The dollar is basically steady. It's down about 8 ticks here today, but still way too strong to attract any real export business out here. Though we did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to China, but that's a drop in the bucket compared to what they need to be buying this time of year. The crush is expected to be 163.6 million bushels. That'll be down from last month. We've got really good weather in South America, so the beans just don't seem like they've got much demand out here. They don't have any real problems that we've seen in the corn in the last 2 weeks. Everybody thinks the corn yield is going to be higher and the carryout's higher than the beans, and I agree with that. If the wheat and the oats weren't so strong, I just don't think the beans would be anywhere near these prices out here. We'll get crop progress tonight. We should be, I'm guessing, 75 to 80% done on corn. Beans should be 85 to 90% done. We're really winding it down out here. The next 10 days of weather looks pretty dry, so we're going to finish up harvest, I think, fairly quickly here. It's going to be warm and dry. Let's say west of Iowa and south, it's going to be just cold, maybe a little bit of clouds east, but there's going to be a lot of harvest work done, I think, by the end of the week. Even in places in Indiana where they've really had a lot of rain, I think guys will be able to get in the fields in the next couple of days. So when it's all said and done, as long as spring wheat and oats stay strong, it's going to be hard to break this market. Crude oil is up another 93 a barrel. If we close up here, high close is 84.65. We're at 84.50 right now. If we close over that 85 tonight, then I would say we've got a chance at some higher crude oil prices, certainly pushing toward $90 a barrel, though I don't see any justification for it. I really don't. But bean oil was only up 18 ticks with the oil up almost a buck a barrel, so I think that's a little telling out here. That's really about it. We should open higher in corn, wheat, lower in beans. We'll see if we finish that way. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.